Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin Bani Memor by Ram Goldar, and today Maseches Vachim, Daf Lamed Vav, the end of the third parak Kol Psuim, and the beginning of the fourth parak Beis Shammai. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that if one shechs a carbon al menas laniach es damav or imurim lemachar, intending to leave its blood or imurim until the next day, uhotzin lachutz, or to take them out of the azara, Yudah invalidates the carbon, but the Chum say it is valid. If he intended to place its blood somewhere on the Mizbeach, other than its correct place, or on the wrong Mizbeach, or that Tameh people should eat it or offer it on the Mizbeach, or that Arelim should eat it or offer it on the Mizbeach, or to break the bones of a carbon Pesach, or to eat a Pesach not fully roasted, both of which are prohibited, or to mix its blood with blood of invalid Karbanos, the carbon remains valid in all these cases, despite the intent to transgress the laws of the carbon, because no intent invalidates a carbon except for intent for consumption outside its time or outside its place. And intend to perform a vote of a Pesach or a Chatas, not for its sake. Point number two, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that one who shechs with the intent to leave the blood or imurim until the next day, or to take them out of the azar, invalidates the carbon. The Chachamim disagree. After the first explanation is challenged, the Gemara eventually presents a brisa in which Rabbi Yehuda says to the Chachamim, do you not agree that if he actually left the blood until the next day, that the carbon is invalidated? So too, if he merely intended to leave it until the next day, the carbon is invalidated. Similarly, just as removing the blood from the azar invalidates the carbon, since it's disqualified for Zrika, intent to do so also invalidates the carbon, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara proceeds to explain why Rabbi Yehuda agrees that none of the other intents of the Mishnah invalidate the carbon. For example, intent to break the bones of the Pesach or to eat it partially unroasted does not invalidate the carbon, since even if he would do so, the carbon would remain valid. And point number three, the fourth parak begins, Beis Shammai Omrim. Beis Shammai says, Kol nitan hamizbech hachitzon, regarding all bloods which are to be applied on the outer mizbech, shenasim b'matana achas kiper, that the Kohen only made one application, he affects atonement even if two were required l'chadchila. Regarding the chatas, which requires four matanas, Beis Shammai says that if two matanas were made, it is mechaper, but Beis Hillel says, Av chatas shenasim matana achas kiper, even regarding a chatas that he made only one application, he affected atonement. Since one matana affects kapara, the Mishnah states that if he made the first matana properly and the second with an intent of chutz lazmano, the carbon is valid. In contrast, if the first matana was made chutz lazmano and the second chutz l'mkomo, it is full-fledged pigel. A braisa teaches a source that all karbanos brought on the mizbech hachitzon are mechaper with a single matana, v'dam zevechecha yishafech, and the blood of your karbanos shall be poured, implying a single pouring is sufficient. The next daf discusses numerous other drashas made from this pasuk and ultimately offers another source for Tanaim who darshan this pasuk differently. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah states that if one shechs a carbon, amanas l'anich es damo or imurav l'machar, intending to leave its blood or imurim until the next day, or to take them out of the azara, Rabbi Yehuda invalidates the carbon, but the Chachamim say it is valid. If he intended to place its blood somewhere on the Mizbeach, other than its correct place, or on the wrong Mizbeach, or that Tameh people should eat it or offer it on the Mizbeach, or that Arelim should eat it or offer it on the Mizbeach, or to break the bones of a carbon Pesach, or to eat a Pesach not fully roasted, both of which are prohibited, or to mix its blood with blood of invalid Karbanos, the carbon remains valid in all these cases, despite the intent to transgress the laws of the carbon, because no intent invalidates a carbon except for intent for consumption outside its time or outside its place, and intend to perform a vote of a Pesach or a Chatas, not for its sake. Point number two, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that one who shechs with the intent to leave the blood or imurim until the next day, or to take them out of the azar, invalidates the carbon. The Chachamim disagree. After the first explanation is challenged, the Gemara eventually presents a brisa in which Rabbi Yehuda says to the Chachamim, do you not agree that if he actually left the blood until the next day, that the carbon is invalidated? So too, if he merely intended to leave it until the next day, the carbon is invalidated. Similarly, just as removing the blood from the azar invalidates the carbon, since it's disqualified for Zrika, intent to do so also invalidates the carbon, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara proceeds to explain why Rabbi Yehuda agrees that none of the other intents of the Mishnah invalidate the carbon. For example, intent to break the bones of the Pesach or to eat it partially unroasted does not invalidate the carbon, since even if he would do so, the carbon would remain valid. And point number three, the fourth parak begins, Beis Shammai Omrim. Beis Shammai says, Kol nitan ha-mizbech ha-chitzon, regarding all bloods which are to be applied on the outer mizbech, shenasim b'matana achas kiper, that the Kohen only made one application, he affects atonement even if two were required l'chadchila. Regarding the chatas, which requires four matanos, Beis Shammai says that if two matanos were made, it is mechaper, but Beis Hillel says, Av chatas shenasim matana achas kiper, even regarding a chatas that he made only one application, he affected atonement. Since one matana affects kapara, the Mishnah states that if he made the first matana properly, and the second with an intent of chutz lezmano, the carbon is valid. In contrast, if the first matana was made chutz lezmano, and the second chutz limkomo, it is full-fledged pigo. A braisa teaches a source that all karbanos brought on the mizbech hachitzon are mechaper with a single matana, v'dam zevachecha yishafech, and the blood of your karbanos shall be poured, implying a single pouring is sufficient. The next daf discusses numerous other drushes made from this pasuk and ultimately offers another source for Tanaim who darshan this pasuk differently. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Vav, and our standard Siman is a lulav. A lulav. So here goes. The Kohen lulav merchant who was in a rush to the shuk and held that thinking about leaving the blood until tomorrow won't puzzle the carbon was told by another Kohen that if actually leaving it is puzzle, then thinking about leaving it is too. While another seller rushing out only did one matana on the Mizbech HaChitzon for a carbon that needed two, which was also keeper. Once again, slow motion. The Kohen lulav merchant, lulav, that must mean we're a daf. Lamed Vav. The Kohen Luv merchant who was in a rush to the shuk and held that thinking about leaving the blood until tomorrow won't puzzle the carbon, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one shechs a carbon, almanas, laniach es damo emur of lamachar, intending to leave its blood or emurim until the next day, or latzino chutz, or to take them out of the azara, Rav Yehuda invalidates the carbon, but the Chachamim say it is valid. So the Kohen Luv merchant, who was in a rush to the shuk and held that thinking about leaving the blood until tomorrow won't puzzle the carbon, was told by another Kohen that if actually leaving it is puzzle, then thinking about leaving it is too, which reminds us, the Gemara presents a brisa in which Rabbi Yehuda says to the Chachamim, Iyatamodim she'im hanichu lamacher she'u puzzle, do you not agree that if he actually left the blood until the next day, that the carbon is invalidated? So too, if he merely intended to leave it until the next day, the carbon is invalidated. So the Kohen Luv merchant, who was in a rush to the shuk and held that thinking about leaving the blood until tomorrow won't puzzle the carbon, was told by another Kohen that if actually leaving it is puzzle, then thinking about leaving it is too. While another seller rushing out only did one matana on the Mizbeach HaChitzon for a carbon that needed two, which was also keeper, which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Kol nitan ha-mizbech ha-chitzon, regarding all bloods which are to be applied on the outer mizbech, shenasim b'matana achas keeper, that the Kohen only made one application, he affects atonement even if two were required, l'chadchila. Regarding a chatas, which requires four matanas, Beis Shammai says that if two matanas were made, it is mechaper, but Beis Hillel says, Af chatas shenasim matana achas keeper, even regarding a chatas that he made only one application, he affected atonement. So once again, the Kohen Luv merchant, who was in a rush to the shuk and held that thinking about leaving the blood until tomorrow won't puzzle the carbon, was told by another Kohen that if actually leaving it is puzzle, then thinking about leaving it is too. While another seller rushing out only did one matana on the Mizbeach HaChitzon for a carbon that needed two, which was also keeper. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara. Daf Lamed Beis. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The Tzar lab scientist. Lab scientist? That must be on Daf Lamed Beis. Lab. The Tzar lab scientist who was excited to shech the carbon l'chadchila, which reminds us, the third parak begins on the previous daf. Kol psum sheshchatu. Anyone disqualified from performing a vote who shechted, the shechita is valid because shechita is valid when performed by zarim, women slaves, and tamei people, even for kachikachim, provided the tamei do not touch the meat. Therefore, they can invalidate a carbon with machshava, such as chutz lezmano, during shechita. So the Tzar lab scientist, who was excited to shech the carbon, l'chadchila, saw that his colleague who installed a tumah detector in the Azara, so that if any part of a tamei person entered, he would get a malchus, which reminds us, Ula said in the name of Reish Lakish, tamei shehiknis yadu lifnim loka, a tamei person who put his hands into the Azara receives malchus because the pasuk says about a tamei woman, she may not touch anything sacred, and she may not enter the mikdash. Malkish bi'al inagia. This pasuk compares entering the mikdash to touching kachim. Manegia b'miksas shmanegia, just as partial touching is considered touching, since normally one touches without his entire body, af bia b'miksas shma bia. So too, partial entry is considered entry. Therefore, if any part of a tamei person's body enters the mikdash, he incurs malchus for entering the mikdash as a tamei. So the Tzar Lab scientist, who was excited to shech the carbon, saw that his colleague who installed the tumah detector in the Azar so that if any part of the tummy person entered, he would get malchus, was confounded when a Metzora, Balkeri Tvuyom, extended his hand in for the blood of the Hashem, and the censer didn't go off. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, if Bia b'miksas shma Bia, how will the Metzora Tvuyom extend his hand into the Azar for the blood of his Hashem and oil to be placed onto his thumb in order that he should be able to bring a Karban Pesach? Since partially entering the Azar is also an Aseh, Sheish Bokaris, it should not be overridden to facilitate bringing a Pesach. Well, I answered that a Metzora is different. However, Hutu Tzarasa, Hutu Akirio, since he became permitted to extend his thumbs into the Azar, despite his Tzaras, he's allowed to do so despite his Tumas Keri. Daf Lamed Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg-leg pirate. So here goes. The peg-leg pirate, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg-leg pirate, who was banished from the ship because he had saras and told that he cannot extend his hands into the azar to do smicha on his Hashem, since it requires kol kocho with most of his body, which reminds the Gemara discusses why a Metzora cannot extend his hands into the azar to do smicha on his Hashem. Rav Yosef answers, ko somech rosh v'rubu machnis, whoever performs smicha must bring his head and most of his body into the azara. This is because smicha requires kol kocho, all his strength, which cannot be done without most of his body. So the peg-leg pirate, who was banished from the ship because he had saras and told that he cannot extend his hands into the azar to do smicha on his Hashem since it requires kol kocho with most of his body, and that there's a gezer from entering for smicha since he might take extra steps, which would incur malchus, which reminds us, the Gemara then asks, if the smicha of an Hashem Metzor is required midaraisa, and the law requiring techa for smicha shchita, that the shchita should immediately follow the smicha, is also midaraisa, then leo v'lismo chahedya, the Metzor should enter the Azara and do smicha outright, since the Torah dictates it. Rav Adar Bar Masna answers, gezer shem yarbe bepsios, there's a rabbinical decree prohibiting him from entering for smicha out of a concern that perhaps he'll take extra steps in the Azara, which would incur karas. So the peg-leg pirate who was banished from the ship because he had saras and told that he could not extend his hands into the azar to do smicha on his Hashem since it requires kol kocho with most of his body, and that there's a gezer from entering for smicha since he might take extra steps which would incur malchus, was glad he wasn't the tamei pirate he passed who was getting malchus for touching food, which reminds us, the Gemara says, tamei shenaga b'kodesh, if a tamei person touch kachim foods, Reish Lakish says he receives malchus because the pasuk says, but kol kodesh hosiga, he shall not touch any sacred food. Rabbi Yochanan says he does not receive malchus, explaining that this pasuk refers to touching truma. Daf Lamed Dalet, so the simmer Daf Lamed Dalet is a ladder. So here goes. The tummy person who ate kachim meat before his riku climbed a ladder, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed Dalet. The tummy person who ate kachim meat before his riku, who climbed a ladder to escape from getting malchus, while the tar who ate kachim before his riku was pater, which reminds us, Gemara discusses a tummy who eats kachim before his rika versus a tau who eats tummy kachim before his rika. So the tummy person who ate kachim meat before his rika climbed a ladder to escape from getting malchus, while the tau who ate tummy kachim before his rika was pater, was shocked when he saw that a pasu who did kabbalah and zrika did not render the remaining blood shirayim, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, pasu maushi yasis shirayim, does a disqualified person who is makabal and then zorak blood render the animal's remaining blood remnants, which cannot be used for a valid zrika? Rabbi Yochanan answered that the only invalid zrika which makes the remaining blood shirayim is one with an intent of chutz lezmano or chutz mkomo, which is considered zrika for affecting pigul. So, the tummy person who ate kachim meat before his rika, who climbed the ladder to escape from getting malchus, while the tauher who ate tummy kachim before his rika was pater, was shocked when he saw that a pasu who did kabbalah and zrika did not render the remaining blood shirayim, and that a kashi who did kabbalah and then put the kli in his left hand simply returned to his right hand, since kosher biyado lavidichui, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Alef taught that if a kosher person was mekabel the blood and handed it to a pasul or to his left hand or poured it into a kli chol, a non-sacred vessel, or it spilled on the floor, it's returned to its place to perform zrika. The Gemara asks that the blood should become dichui, rejected by being in an invalid state, and remain permanently disqualified from zrika. Ravashi answers, any disqualification which is in his power to rectify is not considered rejected and becomes valid when feasible. This is proven from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda, the Tan who ascribes to the principle of permanent dichui, still holds the received blood which spilled onto the floor may be gathered up and used for zrika. Daf Lamed Hey. So the Zimmer Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. As a Zvachim children's choir, that must mean we're in Daf Lamed Hey. La la la. As the Zvachim children's choir stood in fake blood, up to their knees, singing the praises of the Kohanim, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda asked the Chochamim who held that blood spilled from the Kli Shaar's Erev Pesach could not be applied to the Mizbeach, why then was the Azara plugged on Erev Pesach? They answered, Shevachu b'nei Aaron, it's a praise to the Kohanim that they walk in blood of Karbanos up to their knees. Since it's a liquid, it doesn't constitute a chetzitza from the floor. Since they cannot perform a voda with soiled bigde kahuna, this is only done when they carried wood to the Mizbeach, which is not an avoda. During avoda, they walked on itzvei, raised stones in the Azara floor. So as the Zvachim children's choir stood in fake blood up to their knees, singing the praises of the Kohanim, one boy pretended to do a shechita and performed a chutzla zmanu duet with intent to eat the blood, which isn't typically eaten, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one shechs a carbon with intent, lechol davar shein darko lechol, to eat something not meant to be eaten, rather to be placed on the Mizbeach, for example, blood or a morim, haktir davar shein darko haktir, or to burn on the Mizbeach, that which is not meant to be burned, rather it's meant to be eaten, and he intended this to occur chutz lezmano or chutzim kamo, the Tanakhama says the carbon remains valid because he didn't have intentions that were legitimate, but Rabbi Eliezer invalidates it. So as the Zvachim children's choir stood in fake blood up to their knees, singing the praises of the Kohanim, one boy pretended to do a shechita and performed a chutz lezmanu duet with intent to eat the blood which isn't typically eaten, with another boy dressed up as a sheep who harmonized that he was pigel and his little fetus was too, which reminds us, Rabbi Lazar said, pigel bezevach, if one had pigel intent about a carbon, nispago hashalil, the fetus of the carbon also becomes pigel and obligates karis for eating it. However, b'shalil, or nispago hazevach, if he had pigel intent only about the fetus, the carbon does not become pigel because the shalil is not ordinarily eaten. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff doing the shechita ba'ezar and other psulim is valid even l'chadchila? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that one matana is adequate b'dievid for kabanas of the mizbech achitzon? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn about parts of the karbanos which cannot make pigel but become pigel together with the carbon, such as the shalil, the fetus of the carbon? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that Ravashi holds kol shebiyado l'havi dichui? Any dichui which is in his power to rectify is not considered rejected and becomes valid when feasible. That's on daf Lamed Dalet. Good. Number 5. Which stuff discuss a tummy person who touches kachim foods? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do the Rabbi Yehuda holds that machshavas hinuach, intent to leave a carbon past its time, invalidates it? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff discuss what the din is if one said lachasos instead of tumuris ola, tumuris shlamim? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number 8. Which daf doing the bia b'miksas shema bia, that partial entry into the Azara is considered entry? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf do discuss what the din is if a kohen had other intentions to transgress the laws of a carbon, for example, intending to leave its blood until the next day? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you discuss the din of a tummy who eats kachim meat before zrika versus a tahor who eats tummy kachim before zrika? That's on daf Lamed Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.